Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Hospice Executive Director, Katrina Altenhofen. Hospice of Washington County is celebrating a milestone this year. Can you share what that milestone is?
I would be happy to. It's our 30th anniversary of the Hospice of Washington County serving the Washington community and a 50-mile radius, which involves about seven counties.
And with this, is there a special event to mark the anniversary?
Yes, we are planning in May, on the 22nd of May, to hold our 30th celebration. We'll have a nice little open house from 2 to 4, and then with the chambers help, we are one of the Aliva 5. We're going to do that from 5 to 7. So we're wanting anybody and everybody to come down, tour and walk through our building, do a walk down memory lane. We'll have some displays set up so folks can see some of the original folks from back in 1988.
And with hospice care, can you explain what all of that encompasses?
Hospice care is not curative care, but moreover comfort care. And when we have an individual that is able to receive the hospice Medicare benefits, those are typically, by definition, someone within the last 6 months of their life. At that point in time, we come in and bring a whole host of services for those individuals. Everything from that nurse, that registered nurse coming in, or LPN, to our home hospice health aides, music therapy, massage therapy, our bereavement services, as well as our spiritual care provider. All of us come in and out to help assist not only with our patient, but with their family, and assuring that the end-of-life journey is what they want for their end-of-life journey.
And what kind of feedback do you hear from the family members after they've had a family member pass and they've received this care?
They've been extremely grateful. None of us know what to expect. I always liken it to that first time delivery of your first child, when you think you have everything and everybody's throwing stuff at you, and you get home and go, how are we supposed to change that diaper now? Because it is. It's not something everybody wants to hear of. And you don't want to, we all know that, yes, we are born, we will pass away at some point in time, but having a time limit put on that is extremely difficult. So they've been extremely appreciative. Several times they've used the term angels, and the staff is fabulous.
And you also have quite a few volunteers.
Oh, you bet. We actually just had a nice celebration this is Volunteer Week here in the mid of April, and we had a celebration celebrating all of our volunteers. We have approximately 96 volunteers that come in and help either with direct clinical care or house cares, or they're in our office helping us get everything completed and done. Tuck-in calls is one that a lot of times our volunteers will do, where they'll reach out before the weekend hits. Hey, what do you need? Do we need to send a nurse? What do you need before the weekend?
And with hospice care here in Washington County, has it grown over the last 30 years?
We have. When they started out, they were just in the Washington area, and they modeled the hospice services after Iowa City's hospice, and then slowly have grown. And when they received their Medicare certification, that's when we were then into seven counties, a 50-mile radius of Washington. When Hospice of Washington County started out, the nursing staff, there really wasn't a full-time sets of individuals. They went and did their job at the hospital by day, basically, and then by night were hospice nurses. So we have evolved into a staff of 15 plus several contract staff, and then, like you said, all of the volunteers to help us make Hospice of Washington County.
And again, can you remind us when that open house is for the whole community to come attend?
You bet. The open house is May 22nd, 2018. 2 to 4 will be our lovely open house. We'll have a couple of snack foods and that. And then the live after 5 is from 5 to 7. And one of the things we're going to kick off at that time, and this came from one of our volunteers, we've never really done a major capital campaign. Our building is getting in need of either some TLC, or more than likely, because we've outgrown it, to maybe put another building across on the other side of the driveway. So we had one of our volunteers say, you know, 30 years, let's take 30 days and raise $300,000. So that is one of the things that we're aiming for. We're shooting for the stars.
And Hospice of Washington County is a nonprofit.
That is correct. We are not for profit. We receive our funding through the Medicare hospice benefits for the insurance to help cover some of the patient portions. But as you know, insurance, those benefits do not begin to cover it. We never send a bill to the family. That's why we have our soup supper, our trivia nights, and all of the other fundraisers throughout the year. We do have one of our fundraisers coming up in June will be our annual golfing outing there in Kelowna. And that is the Petersheim golfing outing, and it will celebrate its anniversary as well this year. So we have a lot of milestones.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Hospice of Washington County Executive Director Katrina Altenhofen talking about celebrating their 30th year in the community. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.